Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now, you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models, and we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right!
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
We're WOW. We're for streaming, surfing, and gaming. We're for bringing you internet, TV, and phone. For browsing, watching, and chatting. We're for endless entertainment and wonderful Wi-Fi. We're for more browsing and less buffering. For more working and less waiting. All with a helping hand and a high five to top it all off. We're for bringing you internet, TV, and phone. We're WOW, and we're for all. Visit WOWWay.com to learn more.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, now offering stamped metal roofing systems. Call them today at 694-6695.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast as we approach this last official night of summer. There still could be some isolated showers roaming around. They'll fade out tonight, overnight low 73. Then tomorrow and Sunday, look for widely scattered storms here and there. Many towns will stay dry. Overnight low temperature in the 70s, high temperature in the lower 90s. Now, some better rain chances start to pop up Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as a frontal system approaches, especially later on in the week. High temperatures will be 90 or above. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes. Plus, when you go out of town, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that area. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hold on to your butt.
I'm, of course, surprised that a story had such an immediate and profound effect upon radio listeners.
Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
Woe is us! We're in a lot of trouble!
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to behave.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
What we're witnessing now is the failure of the state. It is a death struggle for our republic.
Giving voice to liberty in our time.
I'm Joey Clark.
Well, apparently in the 80s, things were just down and dirty in high school.
Because there's cocaine in the air.
Yeah, that might have been. But no, I mean like all these high school kids binge drinking and groping one another.
What?
Yeah, I know.
High school
kids. Who would have thought that? I think it's hip to be square, like Huey says. No, this song is weird to me. Welcome to the Joey Clark Radio Hour, folks. Alongside me this evening, we have... Woo! Mr. Spotlow, Seth Spotlow. And we have good old Southern Wood.
Turn me up, please.
Turn you up.
Yes, sir. I'm working out.
Thank you. Yeah.
This song is weird to me because this was actually my alarm on my phone for like 2 years. So it made me go, oh, screw this song. Like, I am done with it. I don't really care.
Who'd you think you were, Marty McFly?
No, I thought I was, I can't remember his name, but American Psycho.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Well, I can't remember his name in that movie. And I don't have those tendencies. I'd imagine there are some people, I've talked about this before, people that have like that urge to be like a serial killer, but they never act out on it.
Man, you never know who you're standing next to.
Never know. Never know. I'm not that way. I could barely paddle Southern Wood across from me here. I don't like pain, inflicting pain on people. It makes me feel bad.
Aww.
Even when it's like I had to get over that when I played high school football. Like, the coach sat me down going into senior year. He's like, Joey, what do you think your problem is? I go, I hesitate. He goes, you're damn right, son. Or you're exactly right. And I got over it. Especially now. I've had that thought. Like, if I go back and play football, now if I had to play other 29-year-olds, I would get my ass kicked. I'd have to pump up a little
bit. You'd be limping for life.
Yeah.
But if you were playing 14 to 16-year-olds,
no,
you'd be like Billy Madison out there just pee-aw.
Or even like 18, 17-year-olds. It was like, it's a mentality thing. I'm not talking about physically. But just not hesitating. And actually, you know, having some bad days to where you're like, I actually want to hurt somebody today. Not really, but, you know, I want to take it out on somebody, that energy that you need. Now, whereas I feel like some of the kids in football and, like, high school come from, like, a troubled home. It's a good outlet.
Mm.
It's like let out that negative crap out on the field in a productive manner. Just don't punch anybody. No face mask. None of that crap.
Yeah, I mean, you still got the rules, but I think you make a valid point there.
Mm-hmm.
I think you make a very valid point.
Yeah, just let out that energy.
Because I could, you know, I could see growing up on a farm, and I mean, we were very kind to our animals. I mean, people talk about farmers and oh, you know, you're abusing animals and this and that. No, I'm out here. It's 6 degrees. It's raining. The rain is freezing to my pants, and I'm trying to pull this calf, you know, help this cow birth her calf.
Yeah.
That's what you do as a farmer. I mean, you care for all your animals.
I'm a farmer then. I did that.
But, you know, an animal is big, and they can take some abuse, and, you know, you can kind of let out a little bit when you have some frustration built up.
You mean like spank a cow?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if they give you a reason to.
If they give you a reason. Why are you just...
Do you like that?
I was about to say, why are you spanking random cows?
No.
You like that, don't
Jeez,
you?
But Nettie.
I would love to see you yank those teats.
Yeah. Come on, man. No, but I'm saying...
Oh, no, he knows how to milk a cow.
Look, a 1,700-pound animal kicks you.
Yeah.
You know, you can... Slap them as hard as you want to, and you're not going to hurt them. No, you hurt yourself more than you hurt the cow. I remember one time, this cow, she pissed me off so bad. Oh, she pissed me off. I was trying to get her. She had milk fever, and I was trying to get her up, and we had given her some luteolice and some different things to rehydrate her. And that cow, she hit me with her head. And, like, knocked me down in a big pile of filthiness, put it that way. It was everything. I mean, it was mud, water, manure. It was the whole 9 yards. And I was just frustrated. And I was mad. And I kneed her. I took my leg and hit her, like, right there, right up under her chin. Do you know how hard a cow's mandible is?
No, but I feel like I'm about to learn.
I did not hurt her at all. I promise you that. It was like the cow looked at me and was like, really stupid?
Did you feel better afterwards?
You think? I felt a relief, I'll put it that way.
Hey, that's...
And then I felt worse because I couldn't walk because I thought I broke my leg.
Wow, man. I didn't think we would get there. When you were in the middle of that story, I was like, are we really talking about taking out one's anger on a cow?
Yeah.
This is why I love this show, and especially inviting this joker right here.
Like, you just never know.
I thought I was a bum.
No, not tonight. Sometimes
tonight I'm just a joker?
No, tonight I think you look distinguished with that beard grown out.
Apparently I look old, I was told earlier today.
No, that's good. Right.
I want to touch it.
No, I was telling...
I had a dollar for every time I heard that. I
was $2.
Telling you, Southernwood, Seth, I want to bring you in on this, that we were talking about how old he is earlier today on News and Views. And he's really not that old. But it made me think of...
Apparently I look that old, though.
I got to look up old-timey sayings. Now, we have to be delicate about this.
I want the one with the fish.
Sure.
The trout. That one tickled me the most.
So, okay. Let's see. I found this article about old-timey sayings to make fun of 84.
And to set this up for people that weren't listening earlier, I use some older expressions that are just family expressions. That had been handed down, and there was a caller that called in that wanted to know why I said G Benetti. And I don't know why I say that. That's just something I've always heard.
Right.
It's like
when G Benetti.
You don't know what else to say. G's Benetti. Did you really just say that?
I figured you had like an aunt.
It's kinda like, I guess it would take the place of what, really?
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Gee whiz.
Yeah. But, that's where all this began.
Well, and then I found a term for a bald head a long time ago was a fly rink.
Go straight to bald head as soon as he looks it up.
Yeah.
Looks right at me.
That explains the fruit flies.
Those are love bugs. But old days, your mouth was your sauce box.
A wet sock. That was my good one.
Yeah.
Don't give me a wet sock. The limp handshake.
And if you were drunk, you could be like having your flag out, you're soapy-eyed, full as a tick, seeing snakes, canned up, zazzled. Or you could be owled or striped or squiffed or swat. That's all terms for being drunk. I love that there are that many terms for being drunk.
Now, say full as a tick, that was just... We use that for when you eat too much.
Yeah, and I've heard that one before.
Full as a tick and a collie dog's ear. Now, you got to do the whole thing. Full as a tick and a collie dog's ear.
See,
now,
I haven't heard the collie dog's ear.
That country is all right there.
Yeah, it is.
Full as a tick on my lamb.
You're so full.
No, it's not.
Let's move on to old phrases to describe excessive heat. And especially before air conditioning was installed, people like Southernwood here had jobs fixing it.
You're not going to go to the Fox?
No, we can't say that. But this one's kind of, salty. If it's really hot outside, it's like, damn, it's hotter than Dutch Love and Harvest.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That I think about, like... An Amish person wearing wood shoes.
Another one is full of moist. Man, it's full of moist out here.
There was something about a fox and a forest fire. I'm trying to remember exactly.
Hot as a half-effed fox and a forest fire. So, yeah, even our great-grandparents might have dropped the F-bomb every once in a while, folks. But I looked up, because of the news of Donald Trump's equipment being described by Stormy Daniels.
Is that why I keep hearing people reference Mario Kart?
Yes.
Let me guess which character. Can I just guess? I'm thinking probably the Green Turtle.
No.
Oh, Luigi?
No.
Ooh. I don't know.
You think his equipment looks like an Italian plumber in a green suit and overalls?
Possibly.
No. It was Toad.
Oh,
yeah.
I wonder if it's spots on it, too. Probably the orange spots.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord. But it made me think about, are there old school terms for that? And yes, moving on from beatnik slang, there are actually a lot of old school ways to call somebody a rat. All right, fair enough. Barron loves to call people rat bastards. Cabbage hat, pigeon. I like to call people cabbage head. That's a good one. But here it is for words for the male anatomy. Old school terms. This is so good. This is so good.
Seth, you're going to love one of these. These are so good. You're going to fall out of
your chair. Let's start off with one of them. Master John Goodfellow.
Oh, yes.
So Stormy was describing Trump's Master John Goodfellow.
Wow, total porno name.
Yeah. Your gentleman usher. The staff of life.
Yes, yes, I got one of those, boy. I play D&D every Sunday, and I'm
and speaking, this could fit with D&D probably.
Warlock. So
the warlock? Staff of life. How about your Cyprian scepter?
Ooh, my Cyprian
Maypole.
Scepter. Makes me think of like.
Does that mean it may or may not?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's great.
Oh, but no, then there was, not to leave out the ladies, there were euphemisms in olden days for the female anatomy.
Mm.
Like the Phoenix Nest or the Netherlands. What is it with the Dutch? As hot as Dutch love and harvest, like in the Netherlands. What was it about the Dutch?
In the Netherlands, you can do anything there.
Also, Mount Pleasant, and my favorite of this whole list, a euphemism for the female anatomy, Mrs. Phubbs' Parlor.
What? Daddy, what are you doing? I'm going to go see Mrs. Phubbs' Parlor.
Oh, wow. And then, you know, you got into, like, you know, when people were summoning the beast with two backs. You know what I'm talking about. You know, copulating, so to speak.
You know. Horizontal mambo.
You know. There are a lot of terms.
Dance.
This is, like, this is something lost where we speak English in this country, damn it. No, we don't. We speak American. It is very different than the classic kings. And so, Americans, we have all these different words for, in particular, sex. And it's a Friday, so I'm going to do this. one, and this is from the 1811. 1811, the Dictionary of the Vulgar Tongue.
Ooh.
One is, if euphemism for sex, is amorous congress.
Ooh.
That's not bad. Basket making.
Buying a dog.
Blanket hornpipe.
That's everything we need. What do you need? Blanket hornpipe?
Convivial society. Oh, and if you were caught cheating on your significant other a century ago, you could be accused of carrying tackle, being on a left-handed honeymoon, or in Shakespeare's time, groping for trout in a peculiar river.
That's my favorite. You're supposed to grope for trout in your own river.
Yeah. And, you know, it's got to be the river you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, that
don't go to the
river.
Neighbor's creek. Stay in your own creek.
I've heard don't be dipping your toe in somebody else's pool. Well, I've heard that.
Right.
That's a little more modern.
Yeah, I want to bring some of these back.
I love, do the one with the trout again now, because I want to get this down. I love that one.
Oh,
groping for trout
in a peculiar river. That's Shakespeare, man. That's not American, like the point I was making earlier. That is straight out of Shakespeare's time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah.
I wonder how many rivers he dipped in. Probably a lot.
I don't know. Well, do you think he was, or do you think he was kind of a homebody? I don't know. I don't know that much about Shakespeare the man.
Probably not.
Was probably a recluse.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever seen.
Maybe artsy people are crazy.
Yeah. And I think he was living out his fantasies in his writing. And I think that's what makes, you know, writers and artists really good is they don't really do that stuff. But this is what I'll give you that. But
hopefully some don't, like a Stephen King. Or like people, well, or sure directors, or what is it? Is it auteurs or not auteurs? I'm trying to think of a fancy name for like a filmmaker. That might be it.
It's a filmmaker.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Southern Wood. But like people who make like horror films, especially like torture stuff.
Yeah.
Like, let's hope that's just them living out their fantasies.
Oh, yeah.
And not actually doing that sort of stuff.
Oh.
You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't need any of that in the world. There's enough of it as is.
Yeah, I hope there's not an it really running around out there.
Right. Right. I hope so, too. But I'm having a good day. New Slash album dropped today.
Ah.
With Miles Kennedy.
Okay.
He's the singer. Really good stuff. I played some of that earlier.
Got drunk and got one of my buddies to call him.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. New Prince album dropped today. I haven't listened to it yet.
Is that the one where he's just sitting at a piano making stuff up?
Yeah, 1983.
Oh.
And his old girlfriend, Jill Jones, said she used to remember she would sit or lay, and he had, like, his pad, his bedroom was in the basement. And it had a piano, and it had, like, shag carpet and a furry bedspread, and he would just sit for hours by himself. She would sometimes lay on the carpet and just play piano. And one of these sessions, he said, let's record it on a cassette player and just let it go.
So he had like the Sony boombox sitting in the corner, and he pressed the red.
A little
and,
nicer than that.
The red and the play.
The zero and the arrow at the same time, so it recorded.
Yeah, a little nicer than that, but that's about the idea. And then just
I wonder
sit at the
if it was one of those boomboxes that had the two. Did you ever have the boombox?
Yeah,
I do, and it's in my bathroom right now, and that's what I listen to this on.
And you could copy from one tape to another, and it would do it in high speed. It would just, it would sling through it. Man. That was 1985. I got that for Christmas, and I was like, hallelujah.
I've been listening to Black Sabbath, Paranoid, on tape.
Yeah.
Yeah, tape. Cassette tape.
Oh, no, I remember cassette tapes. My car still has a tape deck.
That's awesome.
I haven't, because that's what came stock. Now, I haven't tried to change it or anything. Damn radio don't even work. Shorted out after I did a trip to Birmingham. And it was, like, way too humid, and I had the AC going, and when I felt the top, it shorted out. I'm like, what the hell is that? And then I felt the top of the dash went, oh, that's very wet. That's why it shorted out. And then, you know, I'm usually driving by myself, so I just put earbuds in, and, I'm fine. But, tape. It makes me think of... I used to make all sorts of mix CDs. I would actually take the time, before you had iTunes even, or Windows Media Player, or streaming services, obviously like Spotify or Tidal or whatever the hell people are using. I actually would take the time to go into Windows Explorer. So you got just names and files. And I would organize my music, and I knew everything at that point, because I actually had to take the time myself to put it together. And I would make mix CDs. I think I even, when I was my first big crush, So In Love, I'm trying to think of some of the songs on there. Young Joey, like 14-year-old Joey. What was it? Don't want to close my eyes. Don't want to miss a thing, Aerosmith, of course. Yeah. Open Arms, Journey.
Yeah. Open Arms.
Yeah.
Just, I'm going to play a lot of that tonight.
That's as bad as Lady in Red.
Oh, I know, man. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Now, see, y'all children, apparently, what we had to do is we took our boombox, and we had the record button there, and the radio stations every night would play the top 9 at 9, or the top 10 at 10. They volleyed back and forth. And so you would have to listen to the radio station at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then as the song started coming on, you would record, and it was the most requested. This is back when you could actually call, unlike this show, where people can actually call in and talk to a live human being. This is when you could call and request songs. And so they would play the most requested songs in this area. It wasn't just the top 40.
Okay, cool.
And so you could sit there and you could record through it. And it always really ticked me off when the DJs would talk the song up, because I want the song. I don't want you talking up. And especially when they stepped on something.
They missed
then
the post.
It just, oh, man, when they missed, it just really would tick you off.
Yeah.
And but I used to, well, you would sit there and do it, and then you had your little, you know, your cassette, and then you could put it in your car, and you could play it, and then you'd wear...
You're listening to all the hits.
Ooh, and 84 is 14 years old again.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
What year was this song?
Oh, I don't know, man.
Does it say up there?
No, this is off the Ultimate Ballads album, Classic Love.
I was in the sixth grade. I know when it was. I was in the sixth grade, so I would have been...
Were you drunk chasing around girls?
11, no. I was milking cows, man.
Kind of the same thing. Big girls.
Ain't nothing wrong with a big old bacon.
Hey.
This is really one of those songs for you?
It really is, because it's like we talked about, yeah. I guess, last week. It's something that, it was a real popular song, and I was in just puppy love with this girl. I don't even remember who it was, man.
Right, but you're trying to figure this out.
That's the thing. The feeling still comes back to me. I can remember when I would hear this song, I would think about her, and I'd be like, oh, man. She is so fine. She's foxy.
Be careful with that Scipian scepter of yours, all right? Oh, wow. Well, we got a few calls here. Why don't we take one? Let's talk to Bo. Hey, Bo, what's up? Oh, he just dropped. Bo, we were literally about to go to you. I don't know what that was. But Crawdad, how you doing?
Hey, guys. There is a word when you start talking about old, out of use, old English 18th, 19th century terms.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Scrumping.
Scrumping.
I think that scrumping. Came back.
Scruffing, that is to steal fruit from someone else's orchard.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why you don't go scrumping out after dark. You're liable to pick an apple from the wrong orchard.
Ah, yeah.
Always better to stay in your own garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The forbidden fruit, you know.
Right, you don't want to be on some left-handed honeymoon.
You don't want to be dipping your toes at somebody else's river.
Right, don't be, you know,
yes,
fishing for trout in a peculiar river.
Careful where you're scrumping, lad. Maria Muldaur, Midnight at the Oasis, and it turns out that the guy who wrote that song is a Buddhist instructor. Put those two things together.
Wow.
Do you remember that song, Midnight at the Oasis, Maria Muldaur?
I don't know if I do.
1973. Okay. I think the year...
15 years before I was born.
Why are you pointing at me? I was born in 73, dude.
Well, you're closer to living us, to music.
Southernwood.
Dude, don't lie, man.
That was a really good year for the obstetrics ward.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Lads, have a good time, and thank you again.
Thank you.
You know, I just had a memory come to me.
Okay.
Do you know the very first song I ever remember hearing? Hmm. Southern Nights by Glen Campbell.
That's a great song.
It is a great song.
Yeah.
And we were leaving. There was the Snowden Cafe used to be right there until they widened 331. It was right there on Highway 331. Bailey's store was across the road before the corner store was there. And we were coming home one night, and I was a little boy in the back of a Monte Carlo, a green Monte Carlo with a yellow lid on it. We used to sit in the back of that thing, and I remember this song being on the radio. It's the first song that I remember ever hearing, and I love it.
Oh, it's still good.
And the reason I love it is because they play this song when Blue Dude is on Guardians of the Galaxy, and he's whistling at that arrow.
Yeah, well, and
that's my favorite character.
And Rocket Raccoon is killing all those dudes.
That's awesome.
Guardians too. Yeah, it's great.
Love this song.
Oh, no, but we can't celebrate that guy, James Gunn.
Oh, yeah.
Because of his old jokes.
Yeah, you're not funny anymore.
Good Lord. But just keep in mind, folks, if you've been listening this whole time, that keep your Master John Goodfellow out of Mrs. Fubb's parlor.
It's cool. I got a sword of life, a staff of life.
Staff of life.
I got a staff of life and a scepter of something, really.
And you're taking a journey to the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to the phones and talk to Bo. Hey, Bo, what's up?
I just wanted to say two things. Do you remember the old thing about don't dip your quill in the company ink?
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh. That's another one.
You were talking about cassette tape players earlier.
Yeah.
I still have an alarm clock that I got as a wedding present 45 years ago that has a working 8-track tape player in it.
Come on now.
That's awesome.
Seriously.
Have you got any 8-tracks left?
No. Every once in a while, I'll find one and stick it in just to make sure it's still working, but that's about it. Of course, that's the true of me, too, you know. At 65, that's true of me, too.
I got it, Bo.
Not to make it obvious.
That's okay. Even anybody's gentleman usher, that happens to.
All righty, guys. Thank you for taking my call, and I love listening to you, all of you, and have a good evening.
Thanks, Bo. You have a good evening, too.
I have a great saying. I don't think I can say it, though.
Be careful.
I'll run it by you.
But then I love how certain songs get a new feeling, like a new meaning to you. This song has new meaning to me. Somebody will forever be associated with it. I can't say who.
I'm riding in your car. You turn on the radio.
Oh, sing it, girl.
You're pulling me close.
Yeah, I have this
I just say no.
Particular memory.
I say I don't like
it. It can't be Joey, because he already said his radio doesn't work in his car, so it has to be somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
Because when we kiss,
we need cameras in here.
Where you at, Alan?
This goes out to you know who you are. I'll miss her.
Are you sending those
messages? Yeah.
Sending those messages again?
Yeah, I'm sending those messages.
I say I don't love you.
Oh.
But you know I'm a liar.
Yeah. We need to hit a break here, but before we hit this break, this Fire by the Pointer Sisters plays. We need to tell folks about Four Healthy Pets over at the Village East Shopping Center, where the old Skate Haven used to be. On the same side of Atlanta Highway as Faulkner, right near Faulkner. And stop by and see Teresa there at Four Healthy Pets, because, I mean, it's a family and friends environment, number one. She started that business because she wanted to provide the same care she provides her own pets to every other pet owner here in Montgomery and the River region.
And there, at least you're not a number. You're a name.
Exactly. You are a name. And they have some really great deals, like the pet food. It's like I get confused sometimes because, like, say, Grandma Lucy's organic lemon honey cookie. If I said to you, Seth, do you want an organic lemon honey cookie, you'd probably try it.
Even if you told me it was dog food, I would try it. Because it sounds good.
That sounds delicious. $1 off right now. Koa, all sorts of deals there with the Nature Vet. Great brands over there, but the best thing, and any dog will definitely love this, the chicken crack. They're coming with some turkey crack.
Man, I'm curious.
Mm-hmm. It's such a great environment over there for Healthy Pets. So stop by and see Teresa on Atlanta Highway. Get into the auto order business if you like what you see over there. That way, your particular product and needs can be ordered especially for you by Teresa. Visit them also at For Healthy Pets Online. For Healthy Pets Online. Thank you so much, Teresa, for providing that to the community. And folks, thank you so much for listening. This is the Joey Clark Radio Hour, and tonight feels like fire.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This fall, change your grass for the better with 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food and Fall Weed and Feed at the Home Depot. Scott's feeds your lawn now to build strong deep roots this winter and lush green grass next spring. Fall's the time to do it, and now's the time to save. With savings on Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food and Fall Weed and Feed. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the Montessori's family.
No matter how modern your family might be, if you're pedaling around bedrock in a gas engine vehicle, you're living in the past.
Meet George Jetson.
The era of the electric vehicle has arrived. With instant acceleration, electric cars are more fun to drive and more affordable than ever. Electric cars are here. Plug in to the present. Learn more at plugintothepresent.com. Sponsored by Volkswagen Group of America.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast as we approach this last official night of summer. There still could be some isolated showers roaming around. They'll fade out tonight, overnight low 73. Then tomorrow and Sunday, look for widely scattered storms here and there. Many towns will stay dry. Overnight low temperature in the 70s, high temperature in the lower 90s. Now, some better rain chances start to pop up Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as a frontal system approaches, especially later on in the week. High temperatures will be 90 or above. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes. Plus, when you go out of town, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that area. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising encourages repeat business by enhancing the image of your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back, folks.
This is a good one, Dave.
Yeah, it is, Southern Wood. I knew you'd like this one. You like this one, Seth?
I'm digging it, man.
Do you know what it is?
It sounds like maybe Prince, of course.
No!
I can't see it. Oh, God.
Yeah,
because I saw him, I know who it is, but I wouldn't normally know who this is.
You know the song?
Kind of. Like, I know the hook.
What's it called?
I don't know. When he starts going on it, I could probably do, I mean.
Here, let's see if our caller here knows this song. Name that tune, caller.
Oh, man. That's from George Michael, man.
What's the song?
All I ever wanted to be my baby, blue eyes shine. Dun, 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 dun.
And then I sing it.
Is it Father Finger? Is it Father Finger? No.
Yeah.
I will be.
It's not there yet.
I missed it.
That's the problem with George Michael's songs. The hook doesn't come for a little while.
It doesn't. But I want to dedicate this Father Figure song, George Michael, to Southern Wood or Yellow Wood.
Yellow Wood. This one goes out to Southern Wood.
Yeah, and I'd also like to request Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing. Evidently, I can't afford the copay and the deductible at the dock of the box. I need some sexual healing.
Yeah. We have played that song before.
Hey, I tell you, Hold on. Tiny hand. What?
Yeah, no.
If you listen to the words, this is such a creepy song.
It is.
It is.
Why would you listen to this words? I mean, if you went and was like, hey, let me see the words, and you started reading. Yeah, of course. It's George Michael. What do you think you're going to find?
Put your tiny hand in mine? Come on.
Well, I would hope
that's
that.
Gross.
No, dude, my hand's
that's like Roy freaking Moore.
No, but have you ever been with a girl and her hand's bigger than yours?
I danced with a girl one time.
Man hands, that's what I'm asking.
You see these hands? I assure you.
I will show you.
There's no problem down there.
No, but Soldier Boy, you're saying you were dancing with a girl?
Yeah, I was dancing with this girl one time. You know, and my dad used to tell me, he said, son, even big women need love. And he says, but you will put a woman, you slow dance with a woman, you put your hands around her, and your fingers don't touch. That's too much woman for you.
I don't know about that.
Wait a minute. But he said, and then dad, then my father said, he gave me some other, he was like Confucius. He was a very wise man. He also said, you know, even big women need loving, just not from me.
Damn, your dad.
My mom was 5 foot, 105 pounds.
Okay. Oh, fair enough.
And I'm 6 foot five and I got long arms. So trust me, my hand's on me, we got a problem.
I do find it funny, and it goes both ways, like the double standard. I saw this meme where girls talk about, I want my man to be 6'2", dark, tall, and handsome, well-kept, to have a great job, and, you know, abs and big biceps. And as soon as a man, I want my girl with big, oh, how dare you! Yeah, good
it's
luck
with
that.
Talking about hypocrisy, right?
But then it also goes the other way, Soldier Boy, where it's like these, you see these big old fat guys, like, you know, it looks like they're pregnant, and they're like, I want my girl skinny. And it's like, oh, come on, dude.
You know, I just had a flashback. Right. I had a flashback of Chris Farley dancing the dance-off with Patrick Swayze as a Chippendale. Do you remember that one?
Yes, I do. That's one of the funniest skits.
Is that one of the most funniest things, man? He was working it, man.
Yeah, you can dance. You can dance.
Yeah, man.
Well, you can dance if you want to.
Was that Men at Work or something?
Yeah.
I caught that one.
Funny.
Hey, you guys were talking about 8-tracks and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
If you remember back in the days, Joey, you weren't born, of course.
Right.
But 8-tracks, we didn't have window tint back then. Okay? So if you had 8-tracker cassettes, man, you got to be careful. You didn't leave them in the car, or you had left them in that little cheap $12
They would
box.
Melt if you left them in the dash. They sure
exactly.
would.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I had a 67 Mustang Fastback. I was so proud of it.
Ooh, nice.
The GT package with a 289 high-performance 4-speed on it, you know.
It was
beautiful red, yeah. But the only problem was, man, I was so proud of my car. Everybody else had the 74 Smokey and the Bandit, Trans Ams, and Z28 Camaros with their decals on there.
What happened to your Mustang?
Oh, I ended up selling it. Should have never done it.
Oh, you didn't crash it, did you?
But the worst thing about it was I was so proud of it. I had the pony interior, and I used so much Armor-All. They only had one type of Armor-All back then. Oh, man, every time I put the clutch in, man, I slid underneath the damn seat.
Armor-All's
too good. I went underneath the steering wheel, man.
People don't understand. You got that leather seat, and if you Armor-All it, like everybody says, and you hit a turn, you will go slide over there. But, I mean, Son of Gun is pretty good because it's not that slick.
Right.
Well, Son of Gun must have came out after that, then.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they only had, now they got non-shiny, non-sticky, non-this, and matte finish and all that. Back then, in our days, man, all they had was what? One type. And we thought it was the greatest invention.
And the black and yellow can, and that's all you got. I learned that lesson with my Thunderbird. No. I said, let the seats go. I ain't doing that no more.
There's nothing worse than a cracked dashboard.
Oh, yeah. It's such
God,
a bad feeling.
Yeah, and then they came out with those dashboard covers.
Carpet.
You remember those?
Yeah.
J.C. Whitney. Thank God for J.C. Whitney. Mm. My catalogs.
That's worse, though. I mean, that's like having a plastic cover on your sofa. What's the point in having a sofa if you're going to cover it in plastic?
This will, like, killed, collectors. Like, I love Jay Leno's garage, but the idea, like, of a lot of these old cars in completely stock, it's like, I don't want to drive a stock 60-something. Like, it's probably not going to be the most convenient. I like old classic cars with some nice amenities to them. Same thing with my houses.
Oh. Yeah, like air conditioning.
AC's got to work.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to have AC. They never constituted air condition as a high-performance part. Yeah. That clutch and that compressor would just stall your ass down. But nothing was funnier when I pulled up to that Trans Am, and I'm revving it up. I got my little 4-speed, my 289 high performance, ready to go, man. And the next thing you know, I put it in gear, and I get on the gas, and I slide right underneath the wheel, man. Too much Armor-All again. And then I put Armor-All on the rubber floor mat, man. It was like a sex fest going on in that car. I mean,
easy, Captain.
Hey, man, I used to tell the girls that driving. I said, we don't need no oil on there, or any lubricant. And we got plenty of Armor-All everywhere on the dashboard, on the sides of the doors. I mean, everything was Armor-All, man. The armrest, everything. I mean, you came out, you were shining.
Don't tell me you guys don't remember those.
You guys don't remember that.
No, I don't.
My boss has a bunch of old cars, so I know all about
it. No, my car's got this thing, and it happens in the Z3, early Z3 models as they get older, where the seats will shift. It's not completely locked in. So if I have to stop quickly, it's like, and I'm used to it. I kind of anticipate it and where I have my feet. Whenever somebody's riding with me, they're all over the place.
Good news,
so much fun.
Good news, Joey. The Z4 is coming out in the first quarter of 2019.
I saw that, man. If I can, I obviously can't afford one of those bad boys, but that thing looks epic.
But you can afford to go down to the dealership and test drive one.
Good call.
Let's get trashy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's my kind of
Yeah, you don't have to. Yeah, as long as you lie on that credit app and just keep on moving, man.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I'm here to buy. Yeah, yeah,
sure,
okay.
Sure, sure. Yeah. I appreciate the call, Soldier Boy.
All right, man.
You go down there, you go Kramer on them, see how far you could go on that last quarter of a tank of gas.
Yeah, I saw something recently, and I hadn't talked about it on air yet, where I kind of grew up where Friends was in heavy syndication on television. So you could catch a lot of Friends episodes. I never watched a single episode of that show when it was actually running, like new episodes coming out.
Uh-huh.
A lot of syndication. And I grew to where I really liked that show as a kid. And in some ways it shaped me probably in a very bad way.
Who's your favorite? Joey?
Probably Chandler.
Really?
Yeah, I like Chandler a lot. I like the sarcastic defense mechanisms.
I always like Joey and Phoebe.
Well, I like Joey and Chandler. I like that they were good. They're bros.
Yeah, man.
It's like we're going to have beers, recliners, and watch Baywatch. It's great. Like, I love that.
They were good together.
Yeah. But somebody came out with one of these think pieces today, and before I get to the think piece, there are some people who go back and watch, like, Friends, like, oh, my God. How dare they make fun of people? Like, a fat, ugly, naked guy, like, across the, you know, they're fat shaming. And, the 90s is now an inappropriate time. No, and exactly.
The 90s was awesome. It was full of pain and suffering.
Right.
It was great.
Yeah, it was
everybody
a great decade.
Hurt, and it was okay.
I think that's called real.
Yeah, it's called life. No, but this think piece said that, and I think they have a point. Well, I've seen two different ones, but I like this one. Ross Geller is like the worst person ever.
Yeah, he's that friend you don't want to have.
No, he's not. He's terrible. But then there was another piece that said how they treated Ross is an example of why we're being taken over by stupid. Like every time this intelligent, well-educated, like paleontologist would try to talk about his work and these things, his friends would go and just make fun of him for being educated. And it's like, but then the rest of these idiots, like, does Rachel even have a job? Oh, no. Then she becomes a shopper. Like a whatever, in-store. You
nobody
buy
had a
people.
Real job.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. The Courtney Cox was a chef.
A chef. She had a real job. But all Chandler did was he was a processor. He would check the weenus.
I'll take your word for that.
Yeah, the weenus is out of whack. No, but one of my favorite Chandler episodes is when he's at work and his boss, the guy looks like Vince McMahon. Well, damn, pal. But the boss was new, and every time they would end a meeting, he would smack like Chandler on the ass, like, good job, Bing. And Chandler's like, man, it hurts. I wish you would just stop. It really hurts. So he finally confronts him. He's like, could you not? It kind of hurts. Like, fine, Bing. I won't smack you on the ass. And so they're leaving another conference room, another meeting, and he's smacking everybody on the backside. And then he gets to Chandler, and he's like, oh, good job, Bing. Shakes his hand. And now Chandler feels left out.
Aww.
And it's just a stupid crap like that. I love that show, but it's funny how certain things, how they age. To where in this day and age, if you came out with that show new, you would catch a lot of crap. With Roseanne.
Oh, yeah.
What did they think they were doing? And but then you can still find crap on like HBO and Showtime that's, you know, over the top.
But it's extra paid for.
Or it's like a period piece, like The Deuce. Have you got any episodes of that? Or it's essentially the rise of porn in New York City.
Oh, wow.
And it's James Franco plays twins, and he's really good at it. But it's like 70s New York City, and they get down and dirty. So the show's essentially about pimps and prostitutes. And it's not glamorous by any means. It kind of lets you look into that world, and you're like, oh, wow. So I think they get away with a lot of that stuff because it's period. Like, that's how it was in the 70s. So you can say all sorts of things.
That makes sense.
I think it's because it's on the network, on the channel it's on. HBO,
I think
or
that makes sense as well.
Like American Gods, I like that one. I'm going to get season one of that.
American Gods?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen
Man,
that
one. Man, awesome.
And you've got so many people, though, still. I mean, in this world today, there's so many people in the free, over-the-air ways. I mean, you still got people with antennas catching ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox. and whatever, the little things. But you've got these people, and they're sitting around, and they're looking for an excuse to be offended. And they're like, oh, you can't say that. You should never say that. You couldn't say that.
Now, I think people have always been doing that.
The world is
it's just different. Extent, the standards just keep changing.
It keeps getting worse.
Well, I think it's worse in the sense.
Worse and worse. And, like, telling jokes is terrible because I'm kind of a funny guy, and I say some unpredictable things that really bother people.
Well, and you have to go for it. Sometimes they don't work. Sometimes they do.
And then sometimes when people laugh, other people are like, what's wrong with you?
Right.
And it's just like, hey, loosen up.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's wording and how you take it. No, and if somebody's upset, you're like, oh, whatever. Get over it.
Yeah, deal with it.
You're not my wife. You're not my girlfriend.
I think, I mean, you can go too far with comedy, but I know exactly what you're talking about, Seth. You can go too far, and you know when you're on that line and you push it just a little too far, and you're like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that.
Okay, you ready?
But it's that line has been moved from the 20-yard line all the way back to the 50-yard line now.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even say the word fat in a joke, and somebody's going to go, I can't laugh at this joke. He said fat. I can't say that. I mean, good gosh. I mean, think about the comedians we listened to growing up.
Oh, they're terrible. All mine are dead.
Oh,
everybody really? That I loved.
Who did
the
you
90s.
Love?
You talking about raunchy?
Who'd you love?
Now, that's
Mitch.
Mitch Hedberg?
Yeah.
Mitch Hedberg was genius.
Yeah, he was good, man, but drugs. You know, all of my favorite guys are all dead. I mean, Alice in Chains, old Layne Staley, you know. Like, all my rock stars from the 90s are not dying from old age.
Did you ever get down like Patrice O'Neal? Like, I love his stuff. Big black guy.
I got to see a picture, man.
But he made it, speaking of like jokes that are like right on the edge, it's still kind of on the edge today. But think about, you know, we just talked about 9/11, you know, 2 weeks ago, I guess now, or last week.
2 weeks.
Or it might have been last week, I think.
I think it was last week.
Yeah, this is the end of the second week of the second year for the Joe Club Radio.
Yes,
But, you know, it's one thing for me to say this joke I'm about to say, you know, 17 years since 9/11, September the 11th, 2001. Treese said this, like, a year or two after. He's like, man, all y'all talking about 9/11. 9/11, never forget. But like every American holiday, it starts with something serious. You know, in 20 years from now, we'll be shooting off fireworks and grilling out on 9/11. And it's like the way he put it, I was like, he's right. He is right. I think we're still in that phase where everybody remembers. Like, I remember 9/11. But I think stuff like Memorial Day and, you know, a lot of these were very heartfelt, like, hundreds of thousands of people dying in war and these sorts of things. And now
we're eating hot dogs and shooting fireworks.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, I've got grown children. I mean, Peanut's 20 years old. Fixing to turn 21.
You know what that means? You're taking her out to drink.
She was 3 years old when 9/11 happened. They don't know. Wow. It's just like us with Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard stories, and we know people that had been there. And But Vietnam which we don't have a holiday about Vietnam, but I know of it, and I know that, you know, my dad went into the service because of it and was drafted against his will, but, I mean, other than that, I don't really associate.
They're now starting.
Vietnam.
I think people are starting to talk about it more. People have told me to watch the Ken Burns Vietnam documentary that recently came out.
Yeah,
that is really good because people talk open.
I'm sure Ken Burns is real good.
Well, like folks are starting to. It's still poignant to people, but there's so many years removed now that people are very frank about what happened there and their own experiences.
Yeah,
and I think that's fascinating. You need enough time in between events to be able to talk openly.
And see, we know so much about World War II, but I mean, you're talking about what, 80 years ago when two ended,
right?
Almost 70 something.
Well, and it's amazing we don't talk about World War I hardly at all anymore.
Oh, you hear nothing about war.
100 years ago, essentially.
Maybe
and it
if
was
we talked
madness.
More about stuff like that, people would be such or less of pricks about tearing down the history. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe. But, I mean, some of that is like, I don't like the, I've talked about this, I don't necessarily love the tearing down the history. It depends, you got to pick your spots. Most of it, I like the idea of, well, erect new monuments. Yeah. Like next to them and show the progression through time, these sort of things. I think that's kind of a cool idea. Now, but then there are some, like, monuments, like some in the middle of nowhere town put up, and it's like, why the hell is that still there? Like, you know, there are still, I'm not even talking about, like, Confederate statues.
You can drive 30 miles in any direction from where we're at right now and find something.
It's like, how long do we have to commemorate that guy who, like, you know, made this huge wheel of cheese? Like, great. Pappy was wonderful, but, you know, we're 100 years removed from that. That was a great accomplishment. Let's get it out of the center of the city square.
Go to Dothan. What do they have? Peanuts.
I'm going to Dothan Sunday.
Hey, get some peanut butter.
Yeah. It's just like, it's interesting. I look at Montgomery in particular, and it's weird. I'm going to be straight up. It's weird, and you correct me if I'm wrong. Being our age, Seth, like, Montgomery is not a young person's town. I'm not saying there aren't good young people here trying to do things, and there are business owners, there are all sorts of people. But Montgomery, the vibe of it I get is not like, oh, this is the happening place for late 20-somethings and 30-somethings.
Oh, it never has been, man.
Right. And no, like, and it hasn't.
And like growing up here, and like one of my buddies that I went to Lee with 15, 20 years ago, he started a thing, MontgomerySucks.com. You know, and that was all the people. We love the town. It's where our friends and our family at. But we are very aware of the fact that the town kind of sucks to do when there's nothing to do.
Would you say it's gotten better over the last few years?
It's gotten a little better. I mean, and like they made a skate park and then they tore it down.
Yeah.
And then
I do like, and this vision started a while ago, I do like the idea behind downtown. I don't think it's quite there yet. I like a lot of those establishments. But it's still going to take some time. But the idea of let's leverage our history along with some entertainment, kind of an entertainment district.
It's better than where it was before. There was nothing but Jubilee.
Right.
Once a year for a weekend.
Yeah, the impact's great. The amphitheater's great. The river I've seen in my own lifetime downtown develop and come up, and it's a really cool idea. I think it can go further, and it'll be even better. And Montgomery's changing in that way. It's not... I get the immediate sense the things the mayor talks about, not because necessarily wants to, but because he's serving the people, especially the people who pay attention and vote. Education has to be fixed if you want to keep couples here. It has to be. And I know that's not the mayor's job. It's all sorts of problems. I don't want to get into it with a minute left in the show.
That is such a big topic.
I get the sense of when I hear like the conversation around Montgomery, it is not devoted to the younger crowd, I'll put it that way.
That's why the young crowd is not here. Number one is the education system, and bless Todd's heart.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, as many differences as I have with him, so I like Todd, but he can actually almost do nothing about education because that's the county-run system.
That's terrible.
It's the board members. The board members elect who's going to run the board. They make all the decisions.
I was born up north.
The state comes in.
Up north, I was making D's and C's. And the same year, I moved down here, and I started making straight A's.
Ooh.
I went from being a dummy up there to being expected to being smart down here.
That's right. We got great teachers down here.
Well, we'll continue this conversation off air. And I got to tell you all the joke behind this song, but I can't say it on air. Thank you for listening, folks.
Thank you.
I'll be back Monday.